Time to talk football as we're joined by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Coach, good afternoon to you.
Chris, good afternoon.
It's a bye week for you guys. Let me ask you right off the bat, is it tougher having a bye week after a loss? Do you want to just get right back out there and go at it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you got to sit on it, and that's always tough. I've been a part of both in my career, so kind of is what it is. You know, you just got to use it to your advantage. You'd rather come off a win, but again, there's a lot of positives to have in it right now, so we got to take advantage of it.
Well, it was an interesting game. You guys dug a little hole early on, and then really outplayed Villanova for the last, I would say, 2.5 quarters or so, and had some nice plays, had some opportunities. A few dropped passes along the way, a couple of mistakes here and there. What was the problem early on? Was it just simply a matter of execution?
Yeah, I mean, it was execution, but it's also reacting when things don't really go your way. And you know, the guys were ready to go, but once we started hitting a little bit of adversity, you know, things kind of snowballed. And we had the blocked punt after they were already up 13, throw an interception, then they go up even more, and next thing you know, it's 30-0. And, you know, we keep preaching, especially when we went in at halftime, we have enough possessions to win this game. And if we finished a couple of those drives, we'd be right in it in the second half. Obviously, it didn't happen. But we got to start off football game better. We got to play a complete game. You know, against Towson, we played a good first half and then didn't play a very good second half. And this game was the flip. And when you're playing good teams, that's just, it's not going to cut it.
You made some adjustments, obviously, coming out for the second half. What did you see in the first half that you were able to tweak at halftime?
We wanted to keep it. I'm always big on this. There haven't been any situations where, you know, offensively, we're still looking, and in that time, we were running the ball very well, but still looking to keep that going for the first couple series to try to create that balance. And then, which, you know, obviously overall we didn't get to in this game. And then defensively, started making some plays and tackling, honestly. A lot of it came down to just doing that. And the guys, it was nice to see the guys come out, but at the end of the day, we want to win that game.
We're talking with Maine coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. So what's the schedule like? You give the guys a couple of days off before you begin the preparations for Richmond?
Yeah, of course you want to just get right back out there and, you know, kind of shake it off, but that's not the schedule. So for us, they get their normal Monday off. You know, we've already met, done everything yesterday about the game. And then, you know, as coaches, we look at a lot of self-scout and then also Richmond. Tomorrow we're going to practice, and then we're going to practice Thursday and Friday as well. So, you know, there's some Richmond prep mix in there. There's some good-on-good, we call it, like 1-0 versus 1-D. And again, just working on things, fine-tuning things, getting guys healthy. That's the big part of this week.
I look at those first two games, and to me it's just a measure of how strong and how balanced the league is that, you know, both those games, there were a couple of quarters where you outplayed them, a couple of quarters where you got outplayed. You've played two of the tougher teams in the league, and I don't know that there's a lot of difference, despite the record, between you guys, Villanova, and Towson, and I'm sure as we get down the road for these upcoming games with the Richmonds, the William and Marys, and the Elons, I mean, everybody in the conference in any given week can come out there and give you a game.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think it's about finding out who this team is. And, you know, there's some guys who were on this team last year, and, you know, they're good players, and they have experience in a lot of the systems and things like that. But, you know, we faced a little adversity early on. It's a tough schedule, but that is what it is. It's always a tough schedule, and we've played, obviously, higher-ranked opponents, but that doesn't really mean a whole lot. Down the stretch, we play a lot of CAA opponents, and they're all winnable games, and that ultimately can get us to our goal. So we just got to stay the course. You know, I got to handle things in this team, this particular team, how we think it needs to go, and our guys are bought in. We just got to put together a full game in league play, and we're going to have a really good opportunity here in a couple weeks.
All right. Well, and Nick, have a good week of practice. We appreciate it as always, and we'll check in again next Monday.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows, Front Street in Bangor, and ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.